Well, joining us on the programme today is Steve Parish, who is, well, he's many things, and we'll find out all the things that he is, but the reason we're talking to him today is he's coming to Ivy Bridge next week. Steve, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. I'm up in Cambridge here and the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. Now, you made your name as a motorcycle rider, and then subsequently you've been a commentator, and you now do after-dinner speaking, which is what you're coming to the Watermark to do. But you still ride, don't you?
Yes, I do. And in fact, I'm off to Australia in about a month's time to race in an old-timers, an old fogies race out there with lots of my my mates from that era. Kevin Schwantz is out there, Freddie Spencer and all those guys. So we're all going to go out there and we'll probably be faster in the bar than we were on the track. But nevertheless, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. And I still do a bit of track training and I ride at Goodwood Revivals, all the events that are really good fun. It's not as much pressure these days. That's the nice thing about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I suppose, whereas you can't really play football once your knees goes, as long as you can hoist yourself onto a bike, you've got a fighting chance, haven't you, really?
Yeah, you have. I must admit, at times I wish I'd been a car racing driver, because I'm sure it's a lot easier sat in a relatively comfortable seat. Talking of knees, yeah, mine are, I'll need a couple of new ones soon. But I can still get on the bikes and I still ride around them. The only trouble is that if you make a little mistake with a motorbike, it hurts, as opposed to flat spotting your tyres and spinning out. So I'm allergic to pain these days.
Very, very wise. Let's go back to the early days. You were a world champion, weren't you, in your career? And you rode with the great Barry Sheen. Was it pressured? I mean, I know you're someone who likes a laugh, so did you ever take it that seriously? I mean, did it get to you?
I did have a lot of fun, and it was Barry's comment that said if I spent as much time setting up my bike so I did my practical jokes, I'd have probably been multi-world champion. I did. When you get on the start line of a Grand Prix motorcycle race, there's no way that anything other than the thought of going out there and winning the race and going as fast as you possibly can and focusing on what you're doing, there's nothing else that enters your head. It was off the track that we used to have a lot of fun. And I guess you'd have to say back in those days, we'd race probably Saturdays and Sundays and had 5 days to muck around. Nowadays, it's so much more time-consuming. The riders these days, the Valentino Rossis and Jorge Lorenzos, they see the dietitian one day, they go to the gym and have a trainer the next day, the psychiatrist, you name it. They've got 7 days a week. We only had two.
Mm. And something else that occurred to me when I was sort of preparing to talk to you today is that whereas cars have now got carbon fibre monocoques and all these kinds of things, you come off a bike at speed in the 1970s or you come off a bike at speed in 2016 and pretty much the same thing's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The one thing that's improved considerably now is that the circuits are so much safer.
Right.
We were racing on a lot of the tracks. In fact, some of the Grand Prix were on road street circuits with tree lines and hedges and houses and everything else. Probably half the races in the sort of late 70s were on street circuits. Whereas nowadays, fortunately, big runoff areas, big gravel traps, and there's nothing to hit realistically. It's never been speed that kills people. It's rapid deacceleration. It's hitting something hard and stopping quickly. So it's got much safer. And, of course, the protective clothing, the leathers and helmets are so much better. Our leathers were like a set of leather pajamas. They were no padding in them. The gloves were like golf gloves. The helmets were like, they're awful. It was dreadful what we used to wear and still going not much slower, actually. It was just I guess we used to think, well, a set of leathers, no matter how much padding you've got, and it's not going to help you if you hit a house.
Mm, yes, and of course you did live on the Isle of Man for some time, and that's the home of the most famous road race, isn't it?
Yes, very much so, and I'm still really pleased that I work on it. I commentate on the Isle of Man TT races and the Classic TT and look forward to it every year and did race there for a number of years, and it's still, to me, the biggest, the greatest, and the most spectacular race to ever see. It should be on everyone's bucket list and they should tick it off as soon as possible.
Yes. Now, let's talk about the tour that you're doing because you've got your daughter as sort of host or MC or compere or whatever it is that right?
She does host it. That's where the Mad Tour comes from. It stands for My Adolescent Dad. And the poor child, it's amazing the authorities didn't take her away from me when she was growing up. But it's great working with your daughter and it's not really after dinner. It's stories, and it's triggered by lots of pictures, lots of videos, lots of clips from all my time back racing, and for that matter, when I was racing trucks for a living, when I was commentating and still do. So all that sort of combined together with, I guess you could say, when in my days, PC stood for pulling crumpet, not what it does these days. A lot more fun took place, and there was no health and safety, and you could just get away with a lot more. No one had phones and social media in those days. We could sneak around and get into a lot more trouble without anyone knowing.
And I'm guessing life working alongside Barry Sheen wasn't too tough either. I mean, he was a bit of a babe magnet, wasn't he?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I had an awful lot of fun. It just was sex, drugs and rock and roll, I guess you could say, in the 70s. The sun seemed to be shining a great deal, and we were all racing around Europe, racing motorbikes, driving around in Rolls Royces that he owned and I couldn't afford, and just really having a lot of fun. I used to say it was like being in Alice's Wonderland, but the girls weren't all called Alice.
Well, look, I'm sure you're going to have a great time at the Watermark in Ivybridge, and I know that all the local bikers will be there. Mike Granger in particular, who I know that you know Mike. Well,
yes, I do, and looking forward to catching up with all the guys there. Now, I have to say, it's not an area that I frequent very often, but I should do a lot more because I know it's very, very beautiful down there. So we're hoping to spend at least a day or two down there.
Well, the performance for the fans who want to come along is at the Watermark Sunday night, the 28th of February at 7:30, and the ticket line is 89220, 89220. Steve, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy your time in Devon and keep racing those bikes.
I will do. Thanks, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolute pleasure. No, looking forward to coming down.
Good. That's great. I'll drop my quick email and tell him to listen out for the interview.
And tell him what a great plug you gave him.
I will.
All right.
Lovely. Thank you, Steve.
Bye, Tim.
Take care. Bye-bye.